Jalen Thor Brooks and Veronica Slowakowska is here, or are here, I should say, from the show Davy and Jonesy's Locker. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
And it was fun watching. I had the chance to watch episodes 1 and 2. And maybe I should get one of you to give us a bit of a description of what we're looking at, because it started one way, and then all of a sudden I was like, what the hell, Veronica?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, it's about these two best friends, high school best friends, and they're quite pretentious. They are not afraid of authority. They're kind of always pulling pranks, telling the entire school, you know, that they're all sheep and followers and not leaders. And they find this locker, their locker, that becomes a portal to different universes. So the whole show is them kind of entering different universes, running away from their problems, creating more problems, and having the greatest friendship alive, and seeing, you know, what that's like and what that needs, and just being best friends.
Yeah, Jalen and I watched the first episode without having read any of the packaging and materials, so I had no idea. So I just presumed, oh, it's a really fun couple of characters and their high school misadventure. Oh, now we're in an alternative universe. That must be a lot of fun to do.
Oh, yeah. That's also, I think, the best way to go into it. I love when, you know, you don't know what you're getting and you go right into it with knowing nothing. It's amazing. It was super fun, and it was so much fun because Veronica and I play the same versions of ourselves in every universe, but we have this amazing ensemble. All of our other cast members are, of course, catered to whatever world we're in, so we would get to see them in these, like, amazing different costumes playing all these different versions of themselves, and it makes the acting so much more fun and so much more alive because it's something new. Every episode we film, we're in the same location, but everything's different, so.
Were you always, both of you, in the running for the roles that you're playing, or was there always a possibility you might play someone else? Veronica?
Yeah, I had callbacks up until the end for both Davy and Jonesy. Mm-hmm. And then I think, like, truly 5 minutes before my callback, they were like, for sure, we want her for Davy. Like, I didn't have the role, but the callback for it. And then we did a bunch of chemistry reads. And then Jalen and I had one, even over Zoom. And we were like, oh, yeah, this is... And everyone could kind of feel it. Yeah.
They've let us watch it since, actually.
I haven't seen it.
I asked. Yeah,
and we, like, especially because at the end, they wanted to see if we could improvise. And Jalen could really improvise. And I come from an improv background. And it was like... just kind of like meant to be, and that was quite obvious.
They let us go for a while. Like, yeah, the improv was long in that callback.
I'm really curious about how I've never had a role important enough that they had to test me for chemistry. But I mean, how do you detect the chemistry, or do you as actors know it already?
I think chemistry as actors has to come from your chemistry as people or as friends first, and I think the reason that we can improvise so well together and that we can act so well together is because we get along. Like, Veronica and I got super close super fast because, just like anything else, there's types of people that you gravitate towards, and I think that casting directors who see so many people so regularly, they know, they can sense that these are two people with the same similar energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
In any other setting, yeah.
And also, I can think of a couple of movies off the top of my head, but female friendship is not depicted all that frequently on television shows.
No, especially like a real portrayal of it, of not just like two girls being pretty and like laughing.
It's and one's like, a nerd and one is cool.
Yeah, yeah. And like this one, it's more complicated of like the growing pains of having someone that you're like kind of dependent on, but also growing apart, but growing together in different ways, and how silly and gross they can be and wild. And like, it's not about getting like male attention. It's just about, you know, their love for each other and their similar interests and you know, the regular things of friendship.
Very interesting supporting players and very interesting actors. And there's one gender diverse person in the cast who in the biography says they, them. And I don't know if this is the person as they are or if the character was written this way, but you have no idea what their gender is and nobody cares.
No, we have our cast. We have such an amazing diverse cast of people of different ethnicities, people of different gender identities, people of different sexual identities. And like, I think that it's so honest and reflects so genuinely what we're actually seeing in schools right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, this is not like, there's this one gay person in the class. There's one this. It's so common. This is like, this is the new yeah. normal. And I was so thankful to like be in a group of people that are all feel the same way and are so like minded and like is actually honestly a true reflection of like today's like young people.
And not making people's identity the plot,
no.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, just, they just exist, and they also have interests and things that they like, and are just normal and have relationships, and it's not about them coming out or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're it's not a show about their gender. It's not a show about anyone's sexuality. It's a show about their friendship, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are going to be able to define this, but I was going to ask about it anyway. There is a tone to the show, and I wonder how that tone got set, because it's like 5 minutes into Crazy Town, but it's still all believable stuff. Well, aside from you guys going through the multiverse, but there is, you know, it's like a rock video. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was like, first off, that there it's so joke heavy that there's like jokes in between the jokes happening on top of like the pace is fast and it's very dialogue heavy. Mm-hmm. So we had to really it was like kind of a sport. It was kind of a game that we had to then kind of find within the first 2 days of shooting. And then it kind of clicked and it was like, OK, we all understand what. I think pace is like the biggest thing of the show that kind of drives it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of deadpan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially from the two of you.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so honest for these two. Do you know what I mean? Like for us as actors, we're playing it obviously, but these are two teenage girls who are doing their own thing, who do not care what you have to say and are going to tell you exactly what they're thinking. And especially to Dan Byrne, who plays Mr. Schneider. Like he gets all of it. All the sass.
He's a very Kevin MacDonald character. And Bruce MacDonald worked on this.
Yes, he worked with Bruce.
Yeah.
That's so pretty cool stuff. I mean, he's Canadian film royalty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's great. He was had such a calm energy on set.
Yes.
Was really like power in silence. You know what I mean? Like brings people to him with his quiet voice and his cowboy hat and cowboy boots and lets us do like our thing in a way that he believes that like actors are. Artists and not just like you know a piece of clay or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Now you've shot a full season, right?
Yes.
Does it resolve or are you hoping for a second season?
So
and maybe that would be a spoiler.
Yes, I'll say it ends on a cliffhanger. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Do you have your renewal yet, or you got to wait?
Not yet. Yeah.
It's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Give us a second. It comes out
on Friday.
I'm teasing.
And then we'll be renewed right away.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Speaking into existence right now.
Yes.
Oh, it's renewed.
Yes, it's called manifesting.
But I will have players come through before it's been released, and they're either on the cusp of being bitterly disappointed or becoming so famous they'll never come back.
Exactly.
Sounds nice, eh?
So I need you guys to promise you'll come back.
We will. I promise.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Love down it. The street.
Yeah. You're literally down the street.
I'll have to fly in, but it's easier for me.
Yeah. That's okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.